Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Saturday night, the 16th, 2000. While time is going fast, we'll soon be in the year 2018, if it be the Lord's will, that we be alive to see 2018. It is right around the corner, but be warned and let it be known that some that are listening now could be me, could be you. We don't know. Only God knows. Just because we're listening tonight do not mean that we're going to be here to see the year 2018. But while we're still here in the land of the living, we're going to give God praise because he's worthy to be praised at all times. So, yes, again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? As we always do, we always open up with prayer, but I'm asking all the listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Minister Saran Rambis. He's going to be delivering God's word as he always does. A powerful anointing always overshadows him when he delivers God's word over this worldwide platform. So be prepared for him. Very shortly, he's going to come forth and deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. So at this time, I'm asking all the listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in that name that we come, Heavenly Father, to give your name praise. We come to give you glory because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised at all times. There is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for who you are. We come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself and then my entire family, and also Minister Rambis and his entire family, and all those that are being doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas around the world. You know who we are, Heavenly Father, so I'm so glad that you searched the heart. You're not like man. So we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that everything that we do for you will not be hindered, that it will go forth with power and that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're everywhere at the same time. So you know who is sick in their mind, spirits, and body. So we have to do a touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we also lifting up all those that are bowed down in sorrow, their heads are bowed in sorrow because of the loss of a loved one. We know, Heavenly Father, that are saved in Jesus' name, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So let those that are bowed in sorrow, let them feel your presence. Let them feel your loving care because you said that you care for us and we can cast all our cares upon you. Because even in the times of trouble, when we lose loved ones and we don't know which way to go, we know that you're always there. So let them feel your presence on tonight, wherever they are, that you will be glorified, that they will be comforted on tonight in our prayer in Jesus' name. And on tonight, we pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight, through the song, through the prayer, everything that's done over this worldwide platform on tonight, that someone that may be listening that are still spiritually blind, that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name, it is our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said, Heavenly Father, that their spiritual eyes will become open on tonight. Because we know that you're right now, God, and you have no perspective of persons, and your desire is that all be saved. So we pray that someone be saved on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ as they open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them on tonight so that once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose and they will live in it and walk in it and fulfill it in the earth is our prayer and desire for your glory in Jesus' name. All those that are tuning in faithfully, Heavenly Father, continue to bless them, their families, and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight, that you will increase in us, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you before we close this prayer. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. And we thank you for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for we know it is because of his birth that he came for a purpose and a reason. He fulfilled it on the cross through the shedding of his blood, that anyone that opened their mouth and confess him as the Lord and Savior and accept him and ask him to be the Lord and Savior in their hearts, that they are saved in his name. And we thank you that that power, that blood of Jesus still works today and it will never lose its power. And your son, Jesus Christ, is now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. So we just give your name praise, glory, honor, and honor on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and I will be using this spiritual food for thought for the conclusion or the remainder of this month for every show. The spiritual food for thought is coming to us saying, and it is true, Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying. Once again, spiritual food for thought for tonight and for the rest of this month is saying to us, Jesus Christ is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying. I have one announcement that I would like to make before we do bring forth Minister Remus to deliver God's word and before we go into our first music break. I am soliciting the prayers of all listeners that tune in faithfully and those that are listening for the first time. We know that when God is doing a mighty move through the Holy Spirit, through his saints, that the enemy always is going to try to stop it. But I am praying and I'm asking the prayers of the saints and of those that are listening because the word of God, and I believe what the word says. He said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So I'm asking the prayers of all those that are listening to be praying on behalf of my guest that's coming forth on next Saturday, which will be December the 23rd. That is the person of Pastor Chris, I think it's pronounced Okayomi. He is the senior pastor and founder of Christ Embassy Church of Lagos, Nigeria. He is very excited and looking forward to coming on as my first time guest. He has a worldwide ministry, and he is ordained and anointed and appointed for God and by God for such a time as this to preach and stand on the word. And he teaches and believes in miracles, and I do too. So he is so excited about coming forth, and we know that the enemy is going to try to stop it. But I pray that everything will go forth, that the lines will be clear, that he will be able to come forth and give to the people of God what God has placed on his heart to deliver on next Saturday over this worldwide platform. So be praying on behalf of him that everything will go fine, that the God will be glorified through him on next Saturday. So I'm asking the prayers of the listeners that you will be praying on with me and with him that everything will go forth on as it should on next Saturday. Again, my guest, please pass the word on to your families, your pastors, your ministries, your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends, and let them know that Pastor Chris, and I'm going to spell his last name in case if someone want to look him up on Facebook or Messenger. His last name is spelled O-Y-A-K-H-I-L-O-M-E, and I'm sure that a lot of you may be familiar with him. Again, he's a worldwide minister. He's the senior pastor and founder of Christ Embassy Church of Lagos, Nigeria. He's my scheduled guest for next Saturday. And should anything go wrong, we're praying right now that everything go well. But I do have another guest standing by just in case from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be standing by. You always have a backup plan because we always know the enemy is going to try to do something to try to block it. But we're rebuking that demon right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So once again, I'm praying and I'm asking all listeners to be praying on my behalf and on the behalf of Pastor Chris Okayahome. He's the senior pastor and founder of Christ Embassy Church of Lagos, Nigeria. My normal guest for next Saturday is Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. But I'm going to ask him on this week if he will stand by and be just in case if everything do not go as planned. Like I said again, we know that when the Lord is doing a new thing, the enemy is always going to try to block it. So this minister from Lagos, Nigeria, he's already scheduled for next Saturday. But just in case, I'm going to have Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, stand by. From Greensboro, North Carolina, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. He's normally my scheduled guest for every fourth Saturday. But this special guest is coming forth on next Saturday, God be willing, and everything goes well. So be praying that everything goes well. I'll be hard on behalf of next Saturday. That's my prayer. So right now, before my guest for tonight comes forth, the person of Minister Sharon Robbins, he is a minister of the gospel, and he's also a member of the same church where I am a member of. We are members of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where our bishop and shepherd and pastor is Bishop James A. Jennings. And I would like to give a great shout-out to our bishop right now and to the Greater Shield of Faith Church family right now. So continue to be encouraged in the Lord, all doers of God's word. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But right before I bring Minister Rambis before us to bring forth the word, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please stay on the line after you have heard the word from Minister Rambis, because he has a song that he is going to be playing that is going to minister and tie in with the message on tonight. So Minister Rambis is going to be playing for us Now Behold the Lamb by Minister Kirk Franklin. Would be is the song that's going to be playing right after Minister Rambis delivered the word. But right now, we're going to be ministered in song as our music break. Enjoy. Hold on just one second. You have the enemy trying to start.
And everything that we and wear a tie, man. If you did, just kind of loosen that a little bit, because we're going to be free in the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, we've come to lift up the name of the Most High, the name of Jesus, because he's worthy to be lifted up. Come on, why don't you shout right now?
I just wanted to give you a little taste of that, because Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised at all times. I thank God for who he is, and I thank God for what he's already done. And we do celebrate this reason because of Jesus Christ's birth, and we thank God for what he accomplished on the cross through the shedding of his blood, that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. That was his purpose, and he fulfilled that purpose. And right now he's sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. So right now I am so excited to bring forth Minister Sharon Rambis. He's going to bring forth the word of God on tonight. And again, I do pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. And once again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And tonight is Saturday night, December the 23rd. December the 16th. I'm thinking about next Saturday. I'm excited about next Saturday's guest. December the 16th, 2017. Again, be praying that everything goes well for next Saturday. Just in case, if it don't, we do have another pastor, Pastor Norman King from Victor's Outreach Ministries of Greensboro, North Carolina, standing by just in case. But we know that all things do work together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. So right now, I yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rambis to deliver God's word.
Praise the Lord, everybody. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. And so as we celebrate this Advent season, this season of expectation and anticipation, as we celebrate the coming of Christ with expectation, we also celebrate Christ's first coming and all that he has done and that he is doing presently. But oh, is the day that he shall return. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? And so in the midst of worrying about presents and what you're getting and what you're not getting and who you're buying for, who you won't be buying for, remember, as Brother James said earlier, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. And so right now, right before we go into the word, want to thank God for his healing power, his amazing power, his mind-regulating power. I'm just talking to people, and we think that this time will be a joyous season for everyone. But unfortunately, it's not. You know, people are depressed, they're lonely. They get introverted, and also in my reading, I discovered that during these times, there's also one of the highest rate of suicides and depression, and so diagnosis of depression. So let's spread love through this season. So if you know someone that has suffered a loss, and you know that this might be the first Christmas that they celebrate, they're celebrating without their loved one, you know, reach out to them. You know, or either, you know, this is that time of year that, you know, it gets rough for somebody. Invite them over for dinner or invite them out for coffee, because love conquers all. Love solves all. Love heals all. Amen. So this season, let's show a little love. And so tonight our text is coming from Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9, 9th chapter and verse 6. While you find it, I want to give a shout out to my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I want to let you know that I love you guys, and God is taking care of all our business. Amen. And so continue to stay in firm, continue to stand tall, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what we shall be. And so stay on the wall, stay encouraged. Just want to let you know that the best is yet to come. Amen. And so our text again for tonight is Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. And it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Once again, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for bringing us to this preaching moment. We thank you for allowing this platform to spread your word, to spread your love. And so now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. You are my strength. You are my redeemer. Hide me behind the cross. Let them, when my voice go forth, let it be as oracles from you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so I like to title this message, "All I Want for Christmas." And so when you hear that title, and by it being Christmas season, a lot of thoughts probably came to mind. And so one of the thoughts came to mind is probably the Mariah Carey song, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And so, and that's pretty much gave me the foundation, because now, you know, since Thanksgiving, you've been hearing Christmas songs. And so as the season, and as we begin the hustle and bustle of the season, the thought was dropped in my spirit of All I Want for Christmas. And so I know that some of you has written your Christmas list, and you written it and you checked it twice. You can't watch TV if you got a young person that without every toy commercial that comes on television, you hear, ooh, I want that for Christmas. Can I have that for Christmas? But I agree with the majority that this is the most wonderful time of the year. It is filled with anticipation and excitement. The anticipation of being asked the question, what do you want for Christmas? And the excitement of being able to tell them what you want. It's the time of year that you don't have to call your children twice, or you don't have to ask them more than once to do something. They think behaving these few weeks before Christmas will keep you from wondering if they have been naughty or nice. What do you want for Christmas? There's a question that we hear familiar, is a familiar question we hear around this time. And so the children request and the children answer to that question is easy. They want the latest toys and latest games, and so their request can be granted by a trip to Target or Toys R Us. And then they're all set. But for teenagers, the requests get a little bit more challenging and more expensive. They want video game systems with games and controllers and the new Air Jordans and Timberland boots in certain colors. And that's for the boys, and the girls want certain purses and certain styles of earrings, so the bar has been raised. It takes more time and effort to grant these requests. So now you find yourself standing in several of those long lines, fighting traffic in and out of the parking lots. And then the answer that you get from young adults and adults can literally stress you out. You have to be up on your label game. You have to know the latest fashions. Clothes and purses. You have to know the exact style, the exact color, the precise size that they're talking about. And so a polo shirt isn't a polo shirt, but it becomes a Ralph Lauren shirt. And a purse is not a purse, but it becomes a Chanel or Gucci or a Coach purse. So now you find yourself going to this store, picking up one item, driving across town to another store to pick up the item to complete that outfit. But I don't know about you, but I thank God for gift cards. Amen. But then you might be like me. You come to a place in your life when your needs start to outweigh your wants. Because life happens. And when it happens, it blindsides you sometimes. And so all of those wants starts to accumulate, and they can't help you in your time of need. So you realize that you really didn't need something from up under the tree, but you needed something from the tree. I'll say that again. You realize that you don't need something from under the tree, but you need something from the tree. Some of y'all will get that tomorrow. But when you dealt with a lot of loss and pain, you don't really want something from the mall or the store. You want something from the Savior. And I always wondered and didn't understand how Erica Campbell could sing "All I Need Is a Little More Jesus." But I don't know about you, but when I'm facing haters every day, when I got hellhounds on my heels, when people and loved ones are facing health challenges, when my money gets funny from time to time, when my credit won't get it, and my change gets strange, I don't just need a little more Jesus. I need all of Jesus. Do you need Jesus today? I don't know about you, but I need him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year. I need all of Jesus. Amen. So this Christmas, as the question is being,
praise the Lord, the enemy trying to interfere, but we're going to go into music break. We're going to come right back after he can just came back on the line. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy is a liar. Praise the Lord. We have him back. The devil is a liar. We have Minister Rambis back on the line. Praise the Lord, Minister Rambis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so as the question is being asked, what do you want for Jesus? I can answer, all I want for Jesus, from Jesus is all of him. God has given us all of Jesus. He has given us all we need for this Christmas. Let's go again to our text. For unto us a child is born. That speaks of his humanity. Unto us a son is given. That speaks of his divinity. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. That speaks to his lordship. So you don't have to worry about what's going on in the White House or worry about Trump, because his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So that's why I need all of Jesus. I don't want a wonderful sweater, but I want a wonderful Savior. I want a wonder worker in my life. How about you today? Wonderful is defined as inspiring, magnificent, glorious, great, fabulous, awesome, brilliant, incredible, super. All I'm trying to say is simply is amazing. So don't that sound just like Jesus? Jesus is amazing. His love is amazing. His mercy is amazing. His grace is amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us thus this far, and grace will lead us home. I don't know about you, but it's God's amazing grace. It's amazing how the Lord provides. So I need wonderful Savior. Then I need a counselor. It's right there. That's a part of Jesus. Said his name. That's a part of who he is. I need someone to talk to. Because I know I got a witness out there that just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles because I found out I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus because Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. So I'm glad that he's a prayer listening kind of God. I'm glad that he's the best psychologist, the best psychiatrist. Oh, when I need someone to listen to all the hell I'm going through, it's good to know that Jesus knows and that Jesus cares all about what we go through. Amen. And then I need a mighty God. I need strength. The word says that in my weakness, I am strong because of him. We face opposition every day. We need a mighty God to protect us as we face the streets. We need a mighty God to protect us from the shadows, from the predators. We need a mighty God to show himself strong in our life. Because we are weak and feeble beings. But I'm glad that he's a strong tower. That when I'm weak, I can go and rest in his bosom. When I'm weak, when I have fallen, he is there to pick me up. I need and I want a mighty God for Christmas. And then I need an everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, from everlasting to everlasting. From the beginning to the end, he'll be with you. That he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Everlasting Father, he's been our protector. He's been our provider. What he was, he is. What he is, he will be. What he will be, he always was. And so I don't know about you, but I'm glad. Never alone. Never alone. An everlasting Father. And then I need a Prince of Peace. In this chaotic world, in my chaotic mind, in chaotic relationships, you need peace that surpasses all understanding. You need the Prince of Peace. The peace that'll calm all your raging storms as you travel through the sea of life. The storms is raging. But I'm so glad that we got the answer to the question that the disciples asked. What manner of man is this that even the sea and the wind obey? Because how many know when the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Peace, be still. And so tonight, that's all somebody need is peace in their mind, peace in their relationships, peace in your home, peace in your church, peace on your job. I'm so glad that he's the Prince of Peace. And so I'm so glad that God gave us Jesus. And so he's the best gift. He's the perfect gift. He's the wonderful gift. That's why he's the reason for the season. So don't get bent out of shape tonight about what you got to get, what you still got to cross off on your list. Don't get bent up out of shape about what you didn't get on December 25th. Because God has given you the greatest gift of all, and his son is Jesus. And then Jesus gave his life for us. One Friday evening, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. And he did it just for you and just for me. So I'm glad that God is still giving his son, and his son then gave his life. And all we have to do in return is now give our life to him. And so in this season, all you need is Jesus. All you need is wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. All of Jesus is waiting with open arms, waiting for you to come to him. So tonight, if you haven't made Jesus your choice, he's a wonderful Savior. Today, as this year is winding down, as you see, time waits for no man. Let it be said too late. Why don't you come to Jesus while you have time? Come to Jesus while you're in the right state of mind. Come to Jesus while you have time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you because we know that without you, it will be no Christmas. And Lord, we thank you for sharing and giving us life and giving us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Lord, we thank you for being our protector and our guide, and we thank you for being our Savior. And so we celebrate you. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, we're still spreading your love, and we're still waiting and anticipating on your return, because you promised that you was coming back. And so, Lord, we're waiting with anticipation and jubilation, Lord, that you're a promise keeper. You're no shorter than your word. And so now, Lord, if someone has not chosen you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, we ask that you would touch their heart. Don't let it be said too late that on December the 16th, 2017, they had the opportunity. They had a preacher on the phone say that your name was wonderful, that you were a counselor, that you are the mighty God, that you was the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Lord, they heard that today. And so, Lord, let them change their life and put their life in your hands, because we know with you, all things are possible to them that love you. So right now, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, all I want for Christmas, and for those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that's what I want for you tonight. It's if I don't get a gift on tonight, knowing that someone has accepted Jesus Christ, and I don't have to personally know it, but through the Holy Spirit, the Lord will touch me and let me know that someone has accepted Jesus Christ on tonight. So that's our prayer for you on tonight. If you're not saved in Jesus Christ on tonight, it's our prayer that you'll be saved in Jesus Christ's name, because that's what the song was just talking about. Now behold the Lamb of God. That is Jesus Christ. That's why he was born in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby. He was born in a manger, and he came with a purpose. Thank God for his birth. And through that purpose, which was fulfilled on the cross through the shedding of his blood, that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. That was his purpose, and he fulfilled it. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. So that's why I say, and I'm going to say continuously through the end of this month, as my spiritual food for thought, as I said at the beginning, Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying. So just know that Jesus is the reason for the season. So I thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight. I know that I was blessed by the word. I know that you, the listeners, was blessed as well. So we're going to continue to pray for Minister Rambis and his family, that the Lord will continue to bless him and bless the works of his hands, because he is a young man and he's a young family man, a man of God, whom the Lord has ordained for such a time as this, who's not scared, who stands on holy boldness and deliver the word with power. So we thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight. So Minister Rambis, continue to do what God has called you to do. And as I always say to you, and it's the truth, the best is still yet to come, as long as you stay faithful to God and stay faithful to the man of God that you're covering. And that goes for me too, as not only us, but anyone that are being doers of God's words. If you have bishops or shepherds that God has anointed and appointed to watch over your souls, that are praying for you and that are building you up in the word, then you are to continue to pray for your man or woman of God who's the Lord has chosen and anointed to be the shepherd over your soul in the earth. So we thank God for them as well. We thank God for mainly Jesus Christ. So we thank God for the word on tonight that went forth, and I pray that someone was blessed other than myself, and I'm sure that you, the listeners, was blessed by the word through Minister Rambis, as always, another mighty word. So continue to be blessed of the Lord, Minister Rambis. Continue to do what God has called you to do. It's my prayer for you and your family. So until the next time, continue to be blessed, listeners. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I'm asking all the listeners, if you will go into prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, once again, we come to say thank you for who you are. We come to say thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We're not worthy of it. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great work that he's done on the cross, We thank you, Heavenly Father, that his great love for you, first and foremost, and then his love for mankind, that he took it upon himself to come down. And you gave us the greatest gift of all kind, of all mankind, that any man in earth or woman on the earth could ever receive. And that is the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much that you sacrificed your Son for us. And he came down willingly and gave his life for us. So we just bless your name on tonight. And our prayer, Heavenly Father, right now is that you would be moving through and by your Holy Spirit on tomorrow through every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name all around the world, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would touch and anoint the vessels that are going to stand in and preach and teach your word on tomorrow. Move by your Spirit as only you can, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would let us feel your presence for such a time as this, Heavenly Father. We need to feel your presence, for we already know that you're already there. And you promised in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you are a doer of your word. You are a watchful, faithful doer of your word. Heavenly Father, you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints. And you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. You have a great track record, a perfect track record. Whatever you say you're going to do, Heavenly Father, it may not be in our time, but in your time, which is always right, you always manifest in the lives of your saints those desires that we request in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word. And we stand on your word, Heavenly Father, by faith, knowing that all things are working together for the good of them that love you and to them that are the called according to your purpose. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're worthy of all praise, and there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you still sit high, you still look low, and you are in total control no matter what it looks like, no matter who's in the White House or in other high government positions all around the world. We know that you are in total control, and you have the final and last word over all of your people. So we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for who you are. We just bless your name. We ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in every one of us, that our God purpose on earth will be fulfilled in each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. I hope and pray that you find yourself in the house of the Lord tomorrow, giving God praise and glory because he's worthy to be praised. And once again, remember that Jesus is still the true reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying, even today. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.